The Golden Bough. A Study of Magic and Religion. By Sir James George Frazer. This audiobook was produced by Klaus-Dieter Mond, Rastatt, Germany and is published under the conditions of the Gutenberg Organization. Chapter 28. The Killing of the Tree Spirit. Section 3. Carrying Out Death. The ceremony of carrying out death presents much the same features as burying the carnival, except that the carrying out of death is generally followed by a ceremony, or at least accompanied by a profession, of bringing in summer, spring, or life. Thus in Mittelfranken, a province of Bavaria, on the fourth Sunday in Lent, the village urchins used to make a straw effigy of death, which they carried about with burlesque pomp through the streets, and afterwards burned with loud cries beyond the bounds. The Frankish custom is thus described by a writer of the 16th century: at mid-Lent, the season when the church bids us rejoice, the young people of my native country make a straw image of death, and fastening it to a pole carry it with shouts to the neighboring villages. By some they are kindly received, and after being refreshed with milk, peas, and dried pears, the usual food of that season, are sent home again. Others, however, treat them with anything but hospitality. For, looking on them as harbingers of misfortune, to wit of death, they drive them from their boundaries with weapons and insults. In the villages near Erlangen, when the fourth Sunday in Lent came around, the peasant girls used to dress themselves in all their finery with flowers in their hair. Thus attired they repaired to the neighboring town, carrying puppets which were adorned with leaves and covered with white cloths. These they took from house to house in pairs, stopping at every door where they expected to receive something, and singing a few lines in which they announced that it was mid-Lent and that they were about to throw death into the water. When they had collected some trifling gratuities, they went to the river Ragnitz and flung the puppets representing death into the stream. This was done to ensure a fruitful and prosperous year. Further, it was considered a safeguard against pestilence and sudden death. At Nuremberg, girls of 7 to 18 years of age go through the streets bearing a little open coffin, in which is a doll hidden under a shroud. Others carry a beech branch, with an apple fastened to it for a head, in an open box. They sing, "We carry death into the water, it is well," or, "We carry death into the water, carry him in and out again." In some parts of Bavaria down to 1780 it was believed that a fatal epidemic would ensue if the custom of carrying out death were not observed. In some villages of Thuringia, on the fourth Sunday of Lent, the children used to carry a puppet of birch and twigs through the village, and then threw it into a pool, while they sang, "We carry the old death out behind the herdman's old house. We have got summer, and crud ends. Power is destroyed." At Dobstwitz or Dobstwitz, near Gera, the ceremony of driving out death is always annually observed on the 1st of March. The young people make up a figure of straw or the like materials, dress it in old clothes, which they have begged from houses in the village, and carry it out and throw it into the river. On returning to the village they break the good news to the people, and receive eggs and other victuals as a reward. The ceremony is always supposed to purify the village and to protect the inhabitants from sickness and plague. In other villages of Thuringia, in which the population was originally Slavonic, the carrying out of the puppet is accompanied with the singing of a song, which begins, "Now we carry death out of the village and spring into the village." At the end of the 17th and beginning of the 18th century the custom was observed in Thuringia as follows. The boys and girls made an effigy of straw or the like materials, but the shape of the figure varied from year to year. In one year it would represent an old man, in the next an old woman, in the third a young man, and in the fourth a maiden, and the dress of the figure varied with the character it personated. There used to be a sharp contest as to where the effigy was to be made, for the people thought that the house from which it was carried forth would not be visited with death that year. Having been made, the puppet was fastened to a pole and carried by a girl if it represented an old man, but by a boy if it represented an old woman. Thus it was borne in procession, The young people are holding sticks in their hands and singing that they were driving at death. When they came to water, they threw the effigy into it and ran hastily back, fearing that it might jump on their shoulders and wring their necks. They also took care not to touch it, lest it should dry them up. On their return, they beat the cattle with the sticks, believing that this would make the animals fat or fruitful. Afterwards, they visited the house or houses from which they had carried the image of death, where they received a dole of half-boiled peas. The custom of carrying out death was practiced also in Saxony. At Leipzig, the bastards and public women used to make a straw effigy of death every year at mid-Lent. This they carried through all the streets with songs and showed it to the young married women. Finally, they threw it into the river path. By this ceremony, they professed to make the young wives fruitful, to purify the city, and to protect the inhabitants for that year from plague and other epidemics. Ceremonies of the same sort are observed at mid-Lent in Silesia. Thus, in many places, the grown girls, with the help of the young men, dress up a straw figure with women's clothes and carry it out of the village towards the setting sun. At the boundary, they strip it of its clothes, tear it in pieces, and scatter the fragments about the fields. This is called burying death. As they carry the image out, they sing that they are about to bury death under an oak, that he may depart from the people. Sometimes the song runs that they are burying death over hill and dale to return no more. In the Polish neighborhood of Grzeszowice, the puppet is called Gojek. It is carried on horseback and thrown into the nearest water. The people think that the ceremony protects them from sickness of every sort in the coming year. In the districts of Wolow and Gohor, the image of death used to be thrown over the boundary of the next village. But as the neighbors feared to receive the ill-omened figure, they were on the lookout to repel it, and hard knocks were often exchanged between the two parties. In some Polish parts of Upper Silesia, the effigy, representing an old woman, goes by the name of Marzana, the goddess of death. It is made in the house where the last death occurred, and is carried on a pole to the boundary of the village, where it is thrown into a pond or burned. At Polkowice, the custom of carrying out death fell into abeyance. But an outbreak of fatal sickness which followed the intermission of the ceremony induced the people to resume it. In Bohemia, the children go out with a straw man, representing death, to the end of the village, where they burn it, singing, "Now carry we death out of the village, the new summer into the village, welcome, dear summer, green little corn." At Tabor in Bohemia, the figure of death is carried out of the town and flung from a high rock into the water, while they sing, "Death swims on the water, summer will soon be here, we carried death away for you, we brought this summer. And do thou, O holy Marketa, give us a good year for wheat and for yet." In other parts of Bohemia, they carry death to the end of the village, singing, "We carry death out of the village, and the new year into the village. Dear spring, we bid you welcome, green grass, we bid you welcome." Behind the village they erect a pyre, on which they burn the straw figure, reviling and scoffing at it the while. Then they return, singing, "We have carried away death, and brought life back. He has taken up his quarters in the village, therefore sing joyous songs." In some German villages of Moravia, as in Jasnitz and Satendorf, the young folk assemble on the third Sunday in Lent and fashion a straw man, who is generally adorned with a fur cap and a pair of old leathern hose, if such are to be had. The effigy is then hoisted on a pole and carried by the lads and lasses out into the open fields. On the way they sing a song, in which it is said that they are carrying death away and bringing dear summer into the house, and with summer the may and the flowers. On reaching an appointed place, they dance in a circle round the effigy with loud shouts and screams, then suddenly rush at it and tear it to pieces with their hands. Lastly, the pieces are thrown together in a heap, the pole is broken, and fire is set to the whole. While it burns, the troop dances merrily round it, rejoicing at the victory won by spring. And when the fire has nearly died out, they go to the householders to beg for a present of eggs wherewith to hold a feast, taking care to give us a reason for the request that they have carried death out and away. The preceding evidence shows that the effigy of death is often regarded with fear and treated with marks of hatred and abhorrence. Thus the anxiety of the villagers to transfer the figure from their own to their neighbor's land, and the reluctance of the latter to receive the ominous guest, are proof enough of the dread which it inspires. Further, in Lusatia and Silesia the puppet is sometimes made to look in at the window of a house, and it is believed that someone in the house will die within the year unless his life is redeemed by the payment of money. Again, after throwing the effigy away, the bearers sometimes run home lest death should follow them, and if one of them falls in running, it is believed that he will die within the year. At Krudim, in Bohemia, the figure of death is made out of a cross, with a head and mask stuck at the top, and a shirt stretched out on it. On the fifth Sunday in Lent the boys take this effigy to the nearest brook or pool, and standing in a line throw it into the water. Then they all plunge in after it. But as soon as it is caught no one more may enter the water. The boy who did not enter the water or entered it last will die within the year, and he is obliged to carry the death back to the village. The effigy is then burned. On the other hand, it is believed that no one will die within the year in the house out of which the figure of death has been carried. And the village out of which death has been driven is sometimes supposed to be protected against sickness and plague. In some villages of Austrian Silesia on the Saturday before Dead Sunday an effigy is made of old clothes, hay, and straw, for the purpose of driving death out of the village. On Sunday the people, armed with sticks and straps, assemble before the house where the figure is lodged. Four lads then draw the effigy by cords through the village amid exultant shouts, while all the others beat it with their sticks and straps. On reaching a field which belongs to a neighboring village they lay down the figure, cudgel it soundly, and scatter the fragments over the field. The people believe that the village from which death has been thus carried out will be safe from any infectious disease for the whole year.